Hi, Ed Doolan here. One of the great institutions of this area is a little shop called Reddington's Rare Records. It's never been little, it just gets bigger as time goes by, to be honest. The man that runs it, the inspiration for Reddington's Rare Records, is Danny Reddington. And today it's the other side of Danny Reddington. That's assuming there is one. When did you first remember having a record and being excited by it?
The first record I ever bought, probably, which was a Sammy Davis record, where my brother, who was in the army, Jim, they used to listen to the American Forces Network, AFN, and he used to write home and say, "Dan, get this record. He's heard this great record." And he was very, very cunning now, Jim. He was the lovable rogue of the family, where he would say, "Get all these records," and I'd have to buy them for him, and he'd confiscate them when he got home, you know, type of situation, yeah. But that was the first record I ever bought, and I mean, I'd listened to radio, because we were brought up with radio in right from the start. Radio Luxembourg and places like that, and we used to get all our information from Jim about the American singers and records and such like. And Sammy Davis is one of the unusual ones, not the usual Johnny Ray or the Frankie Lanes or the Joe Staffords that you used to hear on the Philips show and on the Radio Luxembourg, and it was unusual and it was different, and that was the real I mean, I'm a great Sammy Davis fan because of that record, the first one I ever bought, yeah.
And that was your very first record?
Yeah, 78, yeah.